Good evening. This is Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, brought to you by myself, Nigel, and tonight I'm joined by Adam in the studio. Good evening, Adam.
Hello, long time no see.
I know, it's been a while since you've been on, but it's good to have you back. And yes, this is a fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, and alternative, and it varies quite wildly in styles and genres a bit. So tonight, I don't know what we're going to play, but we started off fairly electronic and noisy with some Sonic Rabbit Junk versus Cyanotic. With I Vote Bolshevik Light, and that's off the actual really good Gears Gone Wild CD that they released. Cyanotic Presents, and a load of bands they... I don't know if they're on their label or just
they are,
bands
yeah.
they like.
It's a bit of both.
Yeah.
You go to... If you want to buy it, because I'll plug it here, go to bitriot.com or look for Bit Riot Records on Google and you'll find it quick enough. But the loads of, there's a number of great bands on there, and our friends Everything Goes Cold are signed to them now as well.
I know, that's...
At long last.
Great news.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the Everything Goes Cold album as well, so hopefully that'll be out... Well, at some point.
Yes, not that I don't own every release that's on Bitriot or something. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. Yeah, well, the show is going to be the usual mix of some tunes and some chat and some events and things like that. So we're going to continue with the tunes. What have we got next?
KMFDM from their recent new album, which is their best in years. And they were great live as well in London recently. This is the really bizarre Russian language track Divide from the album Blitz.
Divide. Your soul, wash up through your way.
Okay. What did we have there? I've been slightly confused.
That was the new release, brand new album from Autoclave 1.1, or Tony Young, who's probably well known to a number of people who listen to this. It's his fourth album in 4 years, plus a remix album. Pretty good going. It's out on Timpanic, and it's great. It's called Where Once Were Exit Wounds, and that track's called Do You Feel Disposable, and it features another local musician called Jamie from ESA. Cracking track as well, that.
Supporting the local artists. Yeah. Before that, we had Essence of Mind with Watch Out from the Watch Out EP. That's a cracking, bouncy track. And before that, like you said, we had KMFDM.
Yeah.
Great stuff all around. Right, now I think it's probably worth doing a bit of chat. We won't go through the events guide just yet, but we might as well spread the chat out throughout the show and try and work out if there's any kind of news or things worth mentioning. I've got a little bit of a list here. Feel free to jump in. One that reminds me of the last track I played, the Come On Commando track I just played.
Will be playing.
The Come On Commando track I'm about to play is Commando's next. He's announced the album's coming out this winter. So he hasn't specified an exact month or anything, but he said the album's coming out this winter. And I believe there's a collaboration with one of the chaps from Front 242, which he's recently done exactly the same with the vocals from the guy from Front 242. And him doing the sounds, and he did that for the Depeche Mode covers album.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Yes. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah.
So he's doing that again, so it's sounding like if this EP is anything to go by, and that release for the Depeche Mode covers album is anything to go by, it should be a cracking album. So I'll be keeping my eye on that. Faderhead has finally got round to releasing a video for Dirty Girls, Dirty Boys. If you search for it, you'll find it on YouTube. It's quite nicely produced, I think. He's putting a lot of effort into his videos. I don't know if they're getting aired anywhere other than online.
It did strike me as a wannabe Let's Go Mainstream. Maybe it's just me, but, with the whole add a rapper into the video and, it maybe just struck as a bit of a desperate attempt to go mainstream, but other than that, it's all right,
Yeah, it's a cracking song, and I think the version with the rapping in the middle is actually, I don't know, there's something to me that I actually quite like that. I don't know, maybe it's just because I've heard the normal version so much now, it's nice to hear a variation on it.
You'll probably get a chance to hear one of the versions in the autumn anyway, because he's playing Corp on the 14th of November.
Cool.
Yeah, which I found out this week.
There's various albums that are coming out. Rotsand are releasing War on Error EP at the end of this month on the 28th, and the album Random is Resistance on the 23rd of the 10th. Angel Spit are releasing Hideous and Perfect on the 9th of the 9th of the 9th.
And the remix album's been delayed, and that's not out now until the 28th of August.
The Angel Spit?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, the one that they were announced a couple of months ago.
The one that... the thing is, the delay is a European release.
Uh-huh.
I've actually got it. I heard it from Australia.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you're buying it from Europe, it's not out yet.
Yeah. So that's quite a weird thing that catches me out with Angel Spit. You see a lot of the release is saying, oh yeah, we're about to release it in this country, and if you've just followed the band and just order from their store, crankhouse.net I think it is, it'll get shipped from Australia, and the shipping really doesn't add much to the overall cost, so it's quite a weird one, that. Alter de Ruin, they've released the Beating the Dead Horse EP on Vampire Freak, so it's a free download.
And guess who forgot to bring it with him?
I just think it's a stonking EP, and it's such a shame I'm not going to get to transmit that. The track I think is awesome on air, so it's a shame. But yeah, if you want to go for it, search for Alter de Ruin on VampireFreaks.com, and you'll find it. It's the Beating Dead Horse. It's the CD release of Relax and Ride It. As we mentioned earlier, I've got Everything Goes Cold signed to Bit Riot, and there's still no date on the album.
And nor is there a date for the new Cyanotic album, The Medication Generation, which seems to have been trailed for the past 2 years. If you listen to this, Sean, dude, we need to hear the album. Come on. What else is coming out? There's some others that I saw the other day as well.
Mesh. We've got stuff lined up. Only Better CD for September the 4th.
Yes. Instrict Confidence finally are nearly completing their new album, which was due last year and has been delayed. But apparently there's all kinds of shiny videos and shiny artwork, as always, with those Dark Wave Masters. And I'm sure it's going to be ace, so I'm not going to complain too much about the delay. 16 Volt have a new album out as well, September 8th. Along with Cyclone 9, who also have an album out on that day as well. Metropolis are quite busy in the autumn. But if you go to metropolis-records.com, there's a whole list of releases. A23 as well. Did you mention them?
I haven't mentioned them. I didn't check them. They're sort of coming out soon, isn't
it? Yeah, they've got a single out called Spark, start of September, and the album Compass is out in October. October, if I'm recalling correctly. Single sounds all right. Anyway, I've got it on order, but cool. Sounds very much... Well, if you like A23, it's, you know, you're going to like it. If you don't like A23, it's not going to sell you.
Yeah. The only other thing I spotted was Sideline are reporting that Skinny Puppy are about to release a studio album and tour with that.
And it better be better than Mythmaker too.
Not a fan.
No.
Okay.
No, apparently they're promising old-style cut-up craziness from the 80s style, which has got me all ears. And if it's anything like some of their classic output, it should be... an interesting and probably quite difficult listen, but the live shows are always to die for, so well worth going to see.
Cool. Shall we continue with some tunes then?
Yes, let's do that.
We've got, what have I got? I've got Come On Commando lined up, so here it goes.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Do it! Lieutenant, wissen Sie, was ein Code Red ist?
Ja, das weiß ich.
Haben Sie schon mal einen befohlen?
We'll be right back.
You're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Modulate with Commune. Before that, we had Nakma. You might as well introduce that one, because I'm not sure I'm pronouncing the band's name correctly.
Yeah, it was Nakma, Austrian industrial. Thomas Reiner, ex of Lam Immortel, as I recall, from the new album Alle Lust will ewig kite. Very danceable, full of semi-naked women in the booklet, much like the last one. Does the job. Great for dance floors. Yeah, it wins.
That was Code Red, yeah.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Kamal Commando with Love Your Neighbour from the Das EP. A very obviously named EP, and it incredibly does the job very well.
Mm.
It's full of stomping tunes. Right, I think we're running late on this show, so we might as well try and crowbar in the gig and club guide. We normally do that about halfway through, but I think we've been chatting too much. Right, things coming up that I've got. I expect you to chirp in whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy House, this coming Saturday the 15th of August, at Leeds Student Union. Now, this is a small one. They reduced capacity because part of the main room is being refurbished, so they've moved it to the mutate rooms in the regular room it's always been in, and the main room music's going to be in the mine, which is directly underneath, and nowhere near as big as the traditional main room. So if you're intending going, I would highly recommend getting tickets in advance, or you might be disappointed. Because I think the capacity is down from about 1,200 down to less than 1,000, probably 800 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it might be tricky, but it might be just barrels of fun as well. It might be just that kind of busy enough feeling to have a great night. Details are as usual, so that's £5 on the door, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. And more information at www.thewendyhouse.org. Then there's a couple of gigs coming up in Leeds. There's Sunday the 30th of August, there's Black Sheep Live Bank Holdy Special, with a bit of an electronic theme, I think, due to the lack of an infest. That's at the Subculture, and the bands are Uberbyte, Project, V2A and Mandroid. Lovely to see Mandroid coming back in time again to grace us with their presence and play really daft industrial tunes. Good stuff from the rest of them. The idea of that gig is 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. First band's on at 8, and then after the bands, it's DJs till 2 a.m. It's on a Sunday, but you don't have to worry about work in the morning because it's Bank Holiday Monday. £5 in advance. More information at fridayflock.net/live. And the following Friday the 4th of September, is again Friday Flock Live. not Black Sheep Live, Friday Float Live, at the Subculture in Leeds with the Sisters of Murphy's last ever gig. Now, the Sisters cover band have finally decided to throw in the towel, and they're doing one last gig to go out on. It's a 2-hour show, runs from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. and then followed by the normal Friday Float club night. Again, £5 in advance, and more information at fridayflock.net. And that's Crowbar Dinners, part of the Heartland weekend. On Saturday the 5th of September, there's the Heartland night at Bar Santiago in Leeds. 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. £2.50 on the door, and just DJs and goth-related Heartland-y, sister-y type stuff. More information on that can be found at myheartland.co.uk. And it's well worth mentioning the weekly nights, every Sunday night, the Black Sheep, 7 p.m. till 11 or 12-ish. At the Subculture in Leeds, and here in Bradford at the Manville Arms every Thursday, Band Moon Rising, a bit of goth in the pub, runs throughout the evening, free entry. Good stuff. So, Adam, you got any events you want to plug?
Yes, why not? I've got nothing to plug myself for once, actually. Well, apart from the obvious, but I'll get to that in a minute. what have we got? Things in Sheffield have changed a bit of late since I was last on here, and last time I was here, it was the usual business at Corp, or Corporation in Sheffield, which had Sin, a bleepy goth industrial room, every Saturday night upstairs. That has now changed, and it's only the first Saturday of the month now. Same deal applies as usual, £5 in after 11, a quid before that, and it runs till about 3-ish. But it seems that numbers have dipped a bit recently, and so Leighton, who used to DJ there, and I believe still does once a month, has taken to do a new night at Plug in Sheffield, which is a bit further around the corner, in the neutral room at Plug, and that's the second one of those is on the 22nd of August. It's called Revolution. I'm afraid I don't have a website for it because it's all on Facebook. But if you're on Facebook, Google or search for Revolution in Sheffield, and I'm sure you'll find it quite quickly. It's about £3 in, I think, and runs 10 till about 2:30. Last one was apparently well attended. I wasn't able to make it because I was out of town. But we've got Gadge from Nightmare joining him this month, and at least one other DJ that I'm not aware who it is, and hopefully with it being so successful last month, if it stays like that this month, we might get it again as well. Sheffield could certainly do with it at the moment too. Other than that, things are a bit quiet really. There's Autonomy in Leicester, which is a bit further afield, of course, the first Saturday of September, which makes it the 5th, does it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think it's the same day as the Heartland thing.
Yeah, Autonomy is great. You should come down if you have the chance to do so, because it's great fun and it runs till about 4 a.m. as well. If you want more details on that, myspace.com/IamAutomated or theredeemerwebsite.com will get you the stuff on the whole business of Redeemer. And I think that's about it, because I think we're in the silly season now without Infest this year, until things kick up again in September when all the students come back.
Yeah, I think the students are coming back, and I think various bands will start touring with the albums are releasing October and September.
There's stacks of gigs coming up, actually, but I think we'll save that for next show.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'll be here all day. But there's absolutely loads of decent gigs coming up between now and Christmas.
So, yeah, loads to look forward to. Right, let's continue with the tunes.
Yeah, this is Imperative Reaction, a track called Giving Up, which is from the recent album Minus All. I'm sure I've played it before, but it's worth playing again. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Fantastic stuff there. I think we varied the style in that segue a bit. We had Marshall with Ghosts from Lumen XY. Before that, we had Nebula H with Head Off from... Well, I got that track off Sounds from the Matrix Volume 7, a nice little compilation. Before that, some Imperative Reaction you brought in. Giving Up from Minus All.
Yeah.
All great stuff. Now, as always, run out of time, trying to crowbar in too many tracks and nattering for far too long. But that's good stuff, I think. Thank you for listening. We're pretty much at the end of the show. Thank you, Adam, for turning up and
cheers.
Playing a bunch of things. And we'll be back in a fortnight's time in some combination. I'm not sure who will be in the studio, but we'll find out in a fortnight's time. So see you in a fortnight's time, and we're going to leave tonight with Stromkern Terrorist.
Once upon a time, shaping my design. Thought I'd come out of that, I thought I walked the line. When the future came, I thought I was to blame. Cause when you're standing there, nothing really is the same. I told you stay away, I told you yesterday. I wanted everything, I gotta find my way. When you hear the sound, you see me coming round. That's when I'm almost there, give the love to the ground. Cause if I say it twice, ain't gonna say it nice. When I blow it up, I'm gonna blow it right. Another second threat, another terrorist. You need to keep it real, but it's to the test. I hope you're hearing me, I hope that now you see that all the time we lost is really time we need. No time not to bleed, no time to disagree. No time to grow, we just believe.